A novena in honor of Venerable Bruno Lanteri. Day 8. Overcoming excuses for being sad. Venerable Lanteri, you have said,
"It is necessary to notice that many times these sufferings are products of our imagination, and a joyful spirit dispels them easily. In fact, many times they are trifles or even without any foundation whatsoever. For example, a person forgets to greet someone because of a distraction, causing that person to presume it is out of malice or scorn. Or again, a word comes from the mouth of someone, perhaps in simplicity or jest, and it is immediately interpreted as offensive. Many times the disgust is discussed because we want to be disgusted, like spooked horses who jump backwards, not because there may be an occasion for fear, but because they themselves create the fear. As for true and real tribulations and adversities, notice that if they are not taken with a joyful abandonment to God, they will become much heavier. They will damage the spirit and lead to impatience, lack of charity, murmuring against God, and even against one's own body. Drive sadness far away from you, for sadness brought death to many." Sirach chapter 30, verse 23. Thus afflictions of the soul, desolations, desperation, see how they foster more sadness. Yes, these things impede joy if one looks upon them with a worldly eye, if one seeks their causes in the earth or in creatures, and does not look upon them with an eye of faith, or does not believe that all comes from God. Nothing happens contrary to His will. And it is from God our Father, He is a Father like no other Father, who permits all things for our good, so we may reflect on the grace attached to it and the reward prepared for us.
Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, You created me in Your plan of love. You created all the things on the face of the earth to help me find true happiness. Fully aware of my weakness, I resolve this day to accept with joy whatever You permit to happen. For I know that all things work for good for those who love God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Venerable Bruno, I come to you confident in the words of Jesus, "Ask and you shall receive." You said, "It is impossible to hope too much. The one who hopes for everything attains everything." You taught that the greatest miracles are those that change the heart. Through your intercession, may the good God, whose infinite mercy surpasses all of the malice of the world, console my heart and grant my request. By your prayers, keep my poor heart in peace, protect me from discouragement, and help me to serve God with a holy joy. Amen.
O Father, fountain of all life and holiness, You gave Father Bruno Lanteri great faith in Christ, Your Son, a lively hope, and an active love for the salvation of his brethren. You made him a prophet of Your word, and a witness to Your mercy. He had a tender love for Mary, and by